Yeah, and how did this group come together to storm these halls of power? Who led the charge? And can you tell us a little bit more about exactly how security forces did respond, including questions surrounding the police and what's going on with the military?
Yeah, there were social media calls that asked both the people who have already been protesting since Election Day and have been, you know, camped out in front of the military headquarters here. You know, those people were many of the ones that stormed these buildings yesterday. But there were also others, you know, thousands of others, Bolsonaristas, who were bussed in recent days for this chaotic event.
Wow.
Now, the government has said that it knows who financed these buses. You know, our reporting has indicated that they're looking at agribusiness, people who traditionally have had very good relations with Bolsonaro, as well as others. They haven't actually named names yet, but they say that they're going after them. The other issue is that the governor of the Federal District of Brasilia was a very pro-Bolsonaro governor, and he apparently reassured, you know, the government that security was under control. We see that was not the case. And there are now questions surrounding to what extent this was conspiracy and to what extent it was mismanagement. I mean, those are questions that will be answered, you know, in the days to come. The other big question is the police. There were images yesterday, you know, of police officers buying coconut water as these rioters were entering and vandalizing buildings that are sacred to Brazilian democracy. Now, we can say that, you know, when Lula was inaugurated on January 1st, there were, you know, 8,000 police officers and others that were present to enforce order on that particular day. There's some suggestion that they may have dropped their guard after that, thinking that crisis moment might have passed. But given the amount of intelligence that was available from social media about the gathering strength of these rioters and the specific target of these buildings on Sunday, it may not be as simple a question as that.